way you guys are playing?
I think it's a big confidence boost for our team. You know, we talked together as a team, like with the coaching staff and everything, and we made expectations, and we started as like a 40-game season after Christmas, and you know, we just not every game's going to be pretty, but if we play the right way and stick together as a team, and just do the little things for a full 60 minutes, you know, good things will come, and you know, winning at home is huge for our team, and. Because you know we're gonna have long stretches on the road, and not every game is gonna go our way. But if we can get as many wins and as many points as possible at home, it's gonna be good for us moving forward.
I've asked some of the guys if it's difficult, because you know, to have that mentality of a playoff team and stuff like that. But you guys seem to be thriving. You're 7-2, 0-1 in your last 10 games.
Yeah, that's a lot to build off of. For our fourth line to be contributing in back-to-back nights, I think that's huge. And our older guys are leading by example. And for us guys, younger guys, it's good to feed off of those guys. They've kind of been pulling us off to the side and showing us little details in the game and just key things to learn off of. And that's huge moving forward. And we want to be a playoff team. We have what it takes in this locker room, and we just got to make it happen.
Happened to you on that first play? It looked like you weren't going to come back, and there you were. You were back on the ice.
Yeah, I was driving the net there, and the guy's stick just got caught in between my legs, and I went pretty fast in the boards. And you know, luckily, I just got the wind taken out of me and was able to come back.
What did you see in the between the first and second? Because you guys dominated that first period, 9-3 in shots, and then they came back and pretty much dominated. I think it was 16-9 in the second period. So how did you see that pushback from them?
Well, we knew they were gonna push back as a team, and you know, obviously, like I said, you know, teams are gonna push. It's not always gonna be pretty for the full 60 minutes, but you know, we stuck together as a team, and we relied on our defense and our goalies, and we put in a good defensive period. But we knew we had better moving forward.
You know, we talk about Eric and how good he's been all season, but part of it is what the team is doing in front of him. And you guys seem to really be limiting the second chances. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. And I think all of our offensive chances start in our D zone. And for us to have a goalie like Comrie, I mean, it's lights out. I mean, we have a lot of confidence in him and Appleby, who's ever playing in net. And we just know that they're going to give us their best performance. And that's huge for us. We, you know, especially moving down this last stretch or this last half of the season, and we need good goaltending, we need good defense, and we need our offense to, you know, contribute as well.
What did you see on your goal?
Well, I blocked a shot, and then he followed up with another shot, and luckily Reichs blocked that one. It was a great play by him. It was nice gritty play, and I just saw the lane, and there wasn't anyone there, and he saw me and just fed me for the breakaway, and I just shot low blocker, and that, you know, it was lucky enough for it to go in.
A couple guys joined the team just a couple days ago, and we're on the ice tonight, and Dejan Mingo and Chris Collins, and we're able to put in a good effort and help get the win tonight. Sounds a little bit familiar. What do you do in that sort of case to help yourself have success?
With Collins being on my line, we went out to dinner a few times, and I just tried to make him as comfortable as possible, especially with us new guys. We're all in the hotel, and it's just kind of making sure these guys feel at home, you know, coming right in, and especially jumping into a game right away after they just got here. And you know, Cederholm and Mingo, those guys, they did great on the back end. They played well, and so did Collins, and that's what we need with guys, you know, coming in and in unfamiliar spots.
From coach this year, and especially on the bench, what sort of thing is the key to keeping the bench live and exciting during the game?
I think everyone just has got to stay into it, and we do a good job of that on the bench. You know, by whether or not somebody makes a big hit, somebody blocks a shot, or goalie makes a good save, everyone's on the up on the bench, and you know, contributing and giving those guys a pat on the back, and you know, that's what we need. That's what playoff teams do, and it's definitely nice to see on the bench.